Follow Elizabeth on Twitter right now, keyword Food Nation Radio, and visit ElizabethDoherty.com for restaurant reviews, recipes, her blog, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey, everybody. We're back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. We're talking with J.D. Hansen. He's a policy analyst at the Center for Food Safety. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
The reason we wanted to talk with you today is the genetically modified salmon. It appears that people had until April 26th to submit their comments on what they think of genetically modified salmon. But do you have a particular position on this?
Yes, we think that the FDA should not be approving the genetically modified salmon for people to eat. We also think they should not be approving it because the company is raising it right in the midst of traditional range of Atlantic salmon that are already endangered.
From what I understand about salmon, and I'm not a person who really understands the technicalities of this, but the salmon, they jump from one place to another. Is that right?
Salmon can jump. I have a lovely picture of a salmon jumping up a flume of water that was filling the pond that it was in. So, yeah, they can jump about 8 feet.
So this could be a concern because the salmon that are already there and the wild-caught salmon could conceivably be contaminated by the genetically modified salmon.
We're quite worried about that in the Prince Edward Island location that they're raising the eggs that would later be used to grow these fish.
What are the potential concerns for people eating genetically modified salmon?
Well, they've put a lot of growth hormone into this salmon. The salmon are genetically engineered to produce growth hormone all the time. When you have that much growth hormone going into an animal, yes, it grows faster, but you also mess up some of the other hormone systems. We're particularly worried about one called IGF-1. Which causes breast cancer, colon cancer, and a number of other cancers. So the company's data is pretty bad, but even its pretty bad data says that the levels of IGF-1 are 40% higher in their fish than normal salmon.
Is this similar to the bovine growth hormone that was used in the dairy industry?
Well, it's really the same basic idea and the same concern. Both growth hormone and the IGF-1 hormone are particular challenges.
Yeah, I remember reading something about that with the bovine growth hormone. How are they actually modifying this fish? It looks like they're combining it with another fish, but also doing some other things to it.
Well, they've taken the growth hormone gene from the largest salmon in the Americas, the Chinook salmon, not related to the Atlantic salmon, but it grows really big, and so they wanted to have the growth hormone from it. And then they took part of a gene from an eel pout. This part keeps a gene turned on and pumping out all the time. Like locking your light switch on or pushing down your gas pedal all the time. Any of your listeners who have ever been a teenager and know about the growth spurts they went through in their teenage years, that's caused by growth hormone. And this is like being on steroids all the time.
Does that shorten the lifespan of the salmon, and does that matter at all?
Well, we don't know. You know, they're wanting to harvest these fish fairly soon, but the company did not provide us or the FDA with any data on what it does to the fish over the long term. We do know that these fish are distorted, that they've got jaws that are pretty heavily eroded, that they've got skeletons that aren't very straight, that they've got flesh that's more inflamed than normal. You're not going to see a whole fish in your supermarket. They're going to be filleted because they look ugly otherwise.
Wow. I was speaking with another researcher some time ago, and he mentioned that there could be concerns with decreased amount of the beneficial fatty acids that are found in wild-caught salmon and also some of the other beneficial nutrition.
Yeah, by the company's own data, these fish have the lowest ratios of omega-3 to omega-6 fatty acids that we've seen in farm salmon. They're about a third as good as wild-caught salmon.
So really the point is just getting salmon into the hands of consumers without concern for any of the former nutritional benefits or even allergies. I mean, what if people have an allergy to one of the other components of this genetically modified salmon?
Well, the company only tested 6 fish of the kind they want us to eat. They want us to eat the kind they've sterilized. But the kind they haven't sterilized, even in 6 fish, were much more likely to cause allergic reaction. The real answer is, we don't know. When I asked the president of the company whether they're going to redo the study, he said, well, they went and talked to a university, and the university's recommendations were just going to be too expensive. That's not a good answer.
What company or companies are developing this fish?
Well, it's a company called Aqua Bounty, and its life history sounds like a science fiction novel. Started out in the lab of a scientist up in Newfoundland. Mm-hmm. Then he ended up being bought by some investors in Massachusetts. Then they got bought by a guy from the Republic of Georgia who made his money building nuclear power plants for Russia. Then he just sold out to a company called Intrexon, which is getting into the animal agriculture business. They've been in drugs. Their domain name is DNA.com.
Wow.
And so they've hired the guy that used to be at Monsanto and pushed recombinant growth hormone for cows through the FDA. They had their division that's going to take over this fish.
How confident are you that the comments of Americans on the FDA site are going to make any difference at all?
Well, not immediately with the FDA, but they'll help us when we probably go to court and say that the FDA has done a bad job. They've done a bad job on the human risk assessment. They've done a bad job on the health of the fish. And they've done a bad job on the environmental assessment.
They just kind of generally do a bad job, as far as I can tell.
Well, you know, they've got some lovely people working there that
yes, they do.
Started their career with genetically engineered rats that are used to test drugs. And so they predisposed into thinking all things genetically engineered are good.
How soon will these salmon be on the market from the time that, you know, the comment period ends on April 26th?
The FDA still has to actually formally approve the fish. They still have to respond to all of our comments. And they still have to decide whether this fish will be labeled when you go to the market. So we've got probably one more chance to pester the FDA, and that will be on the labeling question. But probably going to prove it.
Are there any other farmers that are farming the salmon who are complaining about contamination?
Not farmers so much, but in the U.S., it's the wild salmon industry that's upset.
Okay.
In Canada, the fish farmers are quite upset. The fish farmers in New Brunswick said they're not going to grow this, and that's the closest big fish farming operation to where they're being raised. Norway is the biggest fish farming operation in the world, and their biggest company, Marine Harvest, says they're not going to buy it. The whole reason for this genetically engineered fish is that it grows faster, but there's a Norwegian company called Salmobreed, which is bred a traditional salmon that grows just as fast. So there's no reason, from a fish farmer's point of view, that they should buy this. And since it's less healthy for consumers, there's no reason from a consumer point of view that they should buy it.
Well, we want to keep up with you on what's happening with this subject. We really appreciate your time. We've been talking with J.D. Hansen, policy analyst at the Center for Food Safety. We hope to have you back when we hear about what's going to happen with this and if you're going to file a lawsuit or not.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I hope your listeners have a good day.
Miss any part of the show? Download the podcast and listen anytime at ElizabethDoherty.com. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Food Nation Radio. This is the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.